It's looking even better for Republicans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. New Fox Power rankings just out 2 weeks before Election Day project GOP candidates could win one more House seat than last week's predictions, now up to 233, though President Biden told Democrats at party headquarters they'll win if their voters show up.
Republicans are doubling down on their mega trickle-down economics that benefits the very wealthy.
He claims Republicans will crash the economy if they win control of Congress. These new rankings have the Senate still a toss-up. Four races too close to call. Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where tonight Dr. Mehmet Oz, a Republican, will debate Democrat John Fetterman.
There will not be a live audience. There will be live closed captioning, as per Fetterman's request, as he continues to recover from a stroke that he suffered in May. Now, Fetterman would only agree to do one debate, and his campaign is downplaying expectations ahead of tonight's battle, writing in a memo to the press and others that Dr. Oz is likely to win the debate. Quote, "We'll admit this isn't John's format," acknowledging Oz's decades-long experience as a TV host.
That's Fox's Brian Yannis in Harrisburg. Another loss in court in Russia for Brittany Griner. Her appeal was rejected. So the star American basketball player's nine-year prison sentence for having cannabis vaping oil remains in place.
The United States government considers Ms. Griner to be wrongfully detained.
Elizabeth Rood is the top U.S. diplomat in Russia. The U.S. is trying to free Griner and fellow jailed American Paul Whelan in a prisoner swap. A former U.S. defense secretary has died. Ash Carter.
Carter was the secretary of defense for the final 2 years of the Obama administration, launching military operations against ISIS and overseeing bans lifted on women serving in combat roles and transgender troops serving in the military.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Ash Carter was just 68 and had suffered sudden heart failure last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Again, Arizona is one of the states with a toss-up Senate race in the Fox News power rankings as Republican Blake Masters tries to unseat Democrat Mark Kelly. In 2020, President Trump claimed he won Arizona, though his election fraud claims went unproven in court. And ahead of the midterms in 2 weeks, the vote counting is still a big issue there.
Two Republicans in Cochise County, Arizona, voting at a county board meeting for a hand count of all ballots this November. The measure passing 2-1 calls for a hand count audit in all precincts to be organized by the county recorder or other elections leaders to make sure there's agreement with counting machines. Some voting groups have called the move unlawful and an attempt to delay the certification of Arizona's election results after former President Donald Trump has continued to claim Arizona was one of the states stolen from him during the 2020 presidential election. State law already makes a small percentage of ballots go through a mandatory hand count with bipartisan teams checking the vote counting machine's accuracy. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's some concern among Americans who suffer from sleep apnea. A big recall of millions of CPAP machines they use has gone slowly. The manufacturer Philips first warned about foam in the machines can break down and need replacement in June of 2021. Now that recall has been expanded, covering 5 million machines. Philips says repairs and replacements could stretch into next year, prompting the U.S. government to consider legal action to speed it up. Here's another recall.
Unilever is voluntarily asking customers to return a variety of dry shampoo products because they may contain potentially elevated levels of the cancer causing chemical benzene. The recall applies to 19 aerosol shampoos sold in the U.S. under the brand names Dove, Nexus, Suave, Tresemme, and TG's Rockaholic and Bedhead brands.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. On Wall Street, the Dow making gains another day in a row, up 177 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.